more of Lake Effect Now. I'm Mitch Teich. Anyone who has been around Milwaukee for even a short while probably has a bucket list of buildings they've seen and would love to peek inside. But many of those buildings are not routinely open to just anyone, except for this weekend. Saturday and Sunday mark the 4th annual Doors Open Milwaukee event, in which the owners of noteworthy structures around town invite people to activate their nosy gene and have a look around. Amy Graw is program manager for Doors Open, which is a project of Historic Milwaukee. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, we're excited to have you back. What have you learned from doing this event a few times already?
Well, this is my second year now as program manager, and I've learned now going through it at least one time the effects that it has on the community, the buildings and sites that participate, the tour guides. I mean, it's I always think of it as kind of like every single site and every single tour guide. It's kind of like the George Bailey of Milwaukee, whereas every person and every building matters. Every site who participates seems to realize that in the end, and that's why we keep having them come back. We get about a 90% return on sites for Doors Open Milwaukee.
What do you think it is about the event that people connect with so well?
Well, first of all, it's free.
And this is Milwaukee, after all.
It is. So, yeah, it's free. It's the opportunity to get into buildings that people pass all the time on the way to work, on the way to school, and wonder what's inside there. What's in there that we can see that we don't normally get to see just from the facade. So it's a really great chance for people to do that.
Well, and you know, we jest about Milwaukee and free here, but at the same time, there are some buildings that really most of the time you have to pay to get into. Mm-hmm. These are exclusive places. What did they get out of letting people in for free for a couple days a year?
Well, you're right. They're really excited to be able to let people in for free. A great example is the federal courthouse. No one can go in there usually at any point unless you're actually in the courtroom.
People don't necessarily want to go in there.
Exactly. Yeah. So they're one of the most excited participants that are part of Doors Open. So they get to show different courtrooms and open up areas that they don't often get to do. Same thing with the Gaslight Building. Which is also a participant again this year. There's a lot of government-affiliated things in there that they don't always get to let people in. So they're really excited to be able to offer the possibility for the general public to see what goes on there.
So the event is continuing to grow, and if I understand correctly, the most significant way it is growing this year is outward. Why do you think it's important to expand out of the core of Central Milwaukee?
Well, what I tried to do even last year is have the opportunity to whatever direction you're coming from to be able to start early or to be able to go into the central core of downtown, which is how Doors Open began. I mean, we had most of our sites down in the downtown area, and to be able to start there and move out or to start from where you're coming from and move in or just to be able to explore a specific neighborhood that you don't even know much about. So. Well,
and I wonder if the rub has been that, you know, the further you get from downtown Milwaukee, people imagine the less significant the buildings you're going to find.
Right, and that's completely not true.
Well, so talk about where your focus is, you know, your other hubs are this year.
Right.
And what some of the important or interesting buildings that people might get to see.
Well, that's what we've tried to create. Instead of feeling like you're going out of the way to reach one site, we've tried to create some hubs this year so that you can actually spend, you know, an entire morning or afternoon in one area or neighborhood. So some of the hubs that we have this year that we didn't have in years prior is Bayview is a great big new hub for Doors Open Milwaukee. They have the Beulah Britton House, which is home of the Bayview Historical Society. It's a family passport site, which means it allows families or is inviting for families to attend. And they're going to let them play croquet and bocce ball on the lawn, which is what they've been doing for years, like 100 years. The Firehouse is open in Bayview. Sisters of St. Francis of Assisi and the Marian Center, which is the old St. Mary's Academy, are new to Doors Open this year. Both will be open. And the seminary, St. Francis Seminary, will also be open. I know a lot of people are intrigued to be able to go inside. That was another good example of a place where people are normally able to attend or go inside and see what it's like. So,
what about moving to the north and west?
Right. We have Sherman Park, another new area this year for Doors Open as far as the capacity of all the sites that are taking part. Sherman Park Coffee Shop, which is, you know, is an old gas station.
It's a beautiful little renovated gas station on Roosevelt.
Mm-hmm. Sherman Theater. is going to be part Sherman Park Commons Senior Living Center, which was the former home of the Jackie Robinson Middle School. They participated last year. It was a great site. A lot of people attended it last year. And the Communication Center is also part of that one as well. Another wonderful area that we have for Doors Open is the Mitchell Street area this year. Bryant's was part of it and the Basilica was part of it, which I kind of collectively call that area. We also have the Majeska Theater open this year, and it will be exclusively open for Doors Open. It's not even open for the general public until, they're guessing, 2015, but they're going to open their doors just for the event. And there's a Listening to Mitchell tour that is actually already sold out. And St. Stanislaus, the golden domes from the freeway, has never been part of Doors Open and is this year as well.
Now you mentioned the Listening to Mitchell tour, which, as you say, is sold out. There are other tours that are also available, although some of them are likewise sold out. But what are some of the special tours that have not taken place in the past?
I will say the one tour that everyone it sells out within an hour is the John McGivern tour. He gives a tour of his condo in the Knickerbocker. So that one always sells out. That's our most popular tour. Some of the really neat tours this year, one is Kyle Cherick, of Wisconsin Foodie, is doing a tour of Sanford, the restaurant. So I'm really excited about that one. He's also giving a tour of Brian's Cocktail Lounge. We have a Brady Street walking food tour this year. So it takes you to different parts of Brady Street and goes through the history of some of the Gloriosos. And
Is there an opportunity to eat along
yes,
the way?
Yes, there is.
Be a shame to do a walking food tour and not get to eat.
Right. Colectivo, the roasting facility, is a new one this year. You get to go behind the scenes and check out how it's done at their facility.
And you need to register for all these tours ahead of time?
You do. Now, Doors Open Milwaukee, the 160 sites this year that are free to the public. So those have given hours that you can come and go as you please. There's six public tours, which are like the Federal Courthouse, Soldier's Home, Jones Island. Those, some of them have tickets, some of them don't. You can check on the website or in the event guide. And then we have in-depth tours, which is what I'm talking about right now. These are $5 a ticket because they are an hour long and with a tour guide in a limited capacity. So it's just an extra edition of Doors Open that you can, if you're really interested in one specific area, you can pay for a ticket for those.
And if I remember correctly, there are some sites along the way, not necessarily tour sites, but some sites that are so popular there are lines out the door, correct?
There are. Gaslight Building and U.S. Bank Building are great examples of that. U.S. Bank Building last year got 7,000 people in attendance for the weekend of Doors Open.
This is the rare opportunity to go to the top floor of the U.S. Bank Building.
It is. And it's funny because U.S. Bank always says, well, don't you think people might get sick? No, people never do. People come back every year and go back up because it's the tallest building in Wisconsin and you get a 360-degree view of miles and miles of Milwaukee and further.
Well, now, not to share any secrets, but if there were one building out there that might be under the radar for people that they really ought to check out, what's your pick for the hidden gem?
Well, I learned last year that what I need to do is go and tour some of these places ahead of time. So I did, and I will say one of my favorites is the Milwaukee Police Academy, the Safety Academy building, which is on Teutonia. It is
another kind of outlying place.
It is an outlying place. It's such a great site for families and for just people who are interested. They have simulated a street scene, an actual street inside the building that officers learn how to approach vehicles with. They have apartments, different types of apartments that they learn how to maneuver through in case they need to get through areas. They have a simulated bar where they actually hire people to drink in so they can teach officers how to learn the different areas of sobriety and how people reach different areas. They have houses in the back that they have smoke and whatnot, go and learn how to maneuver through it. They're going to have all this open for Doors Open. They also have a hall of history for over 100 years of the history of police officers in Milwaukee, which is outstanding. So it has a lot to offer and is new this year for Doors Open.
Really fascinating stuff. Well, Amy Graw, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Amy Graw is program manager for Doors Open Milwaukee. The fourth annual edition of the event is this weekend. You can find pictures of some of the buildings she mentioned and also find a link to the full list of buildings that'll be open at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. One last break, and then 40 years of unique theater celebrated in a unique event Friday night. We'll learn more when Lake Effect returns on WUWM.